Lori Lightfoot won a runoff election to become Chicago's mayor and will be the first black woman and gay person to hold the office. Ms. Lightfoot trounced Tony Preckwinkle, a mainstay of the city's establishment. Her victory could herald a change in Chicago's machine politics.
Donald Trump suspended $500 million in aid to three Central American countries, El Salvador, Guatemala and Honduras. He complained that they were doing absolutely nothing to stop migrants from leaving their countries and trying to get into America. Migration from the poor, violent Northern Triangle has recently surged on the Mexican border.
Venezuela's Constituent Assembly stripped the opposition's leader, Juan Guaido, of his immunity from prosecution. More than 54 countries acknowledge Mr. Guaido, who leads the opposition-controlled National Assembly, as Venezuela's interim president.
Brazil's right-wing president, Jair Bolsonaro, ordered the armed forces to commemorate a military coup that took place in 1964. Soldiers marched at their barracks in honour of the occasion, but thousands of people protested.
Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, expelled two former cabinet ministers from the parliamentary caucus of his Liberal Party. He said Jody Wilson-Raybould and Jane Philpott could no longer be part of a team in which they had no trust. Ms. Wilson-Raybould has alleged that the Prime Minister's office had pressed her when she was Attorney General to drop the prosecution for corruption of a big engineering firm. Ms. Philpott quit, saying the independence and integrity of our justice system is at stake.
Volodymyr Zelensky, a TV comedian, won the first round of Ukraine's presidential election, beating more than 30 rivals. He will now face the incumbent, Petro Poroshenko, in a second round on April 21st.
Local elections in Turkey delivered a humiliating blow to the president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. He lost in five of Turkey's six biggest cities, including Istanbul and Ankara, the capital.
A political novice, Zuzana Kaputova, handily won in the second round of Slovakia's presidential election. It has been a bad week for Europe's incumbents.
Britain's Parliament was at an impasse over Brexit. Theresa May's withdrawal agreement with the EU was rejected again, as were alternatives to her plan. The Prime Minister held talks with the opposition in an effort to break the deadlock. MPs voted to ask for an extension by one vote. European politicians looked on aghast as they pondered whether to give Britain more time.
Police in Britain reported that two devices planted on rail tracks to cause disruption were related to Brexit, as one had a note attached threatening to bring the country to its knees if we don't leave. The troublemakers' plans were derailed because of EU safety regulations to detect sabotage.